Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. Our next guest today, John Hayes, is one of the founders of the Juno Piano Series. He grew up in Juno and returns to share his talents and those of other performers, his way of giving back and showcasing a level of performance that's a special treat for music lovers in Juno. Hello, John, and welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks so much for having me here.
Yeah, so you'll be giving a concert on August 1st, but today you're here to talk about the first concert in the series, which features Joseph Youngin, who we were just listening to there, the intro music, and Joseph will be at Centennial Hall this Saturday. Before we get into that, however, can you tell us a little bit about the Juno Piano Series and your role in it?
Yeah, so the Piano Series started in 2018, but really the year before that, 2017, there was a year-long fundraising effort to get money so that Jack could purchase a new piano. And that was very successful. I think about like over $10,000 was raised for that. And then like donors like matched that and ended up having like 20 some thousand dollars to get this nice piano that we have for the Arts Council now. And it was so fun having this like year long of piano recitals, because there's not a lot of music organizations that focus on classical solo music. There's pianists here and there, but so I was kind of sad thinking like, oh, this piano might not get used too often. So I just decided to make a series happen so that it gets used at least a few times a year.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the piano appreciates that.
Yes.
As do the audiences here, the piano lovers, classical music lovers, and more than that here in Juno. So thank you for that backstory. Will Joseph Youngin be playing on this on the piano that you helped bring to town?
Yes, he will be.
Great.
I don't know exactly where the Schimmel piano has traveled to in the past year because of COVID stuff, but it is currently in Centennial Hall, and that's where he'll be playing. So,
well, can you tell us a bit about Joseph Youngin and what led you to invite Joseph and the other musicians to perform in this year's series?
Sure, yeah. Well, I don't know Joseph too well, but the thing is he went to the same undergrad school that I did, Southern Oregon University, and he was like 4 years ahead of me. So I remember I did one semester of exchange at Southern Oregon, and he was a senior, and he was just kind of a legend amongst all the music students. Like he's just like a very normal, personable, like nice person, but he's a virtuoso. Like he can play anything. He'd be practicing in the practice rooms and we'd all just be like, wow, like what are we doing? But yeah, he's so diverse too, right? He can sight read like any piece of music. So he does enormous amounts of chamber music and accompaniments for people. Like you can find dozens of videos on YouTube of him playing for other people. He went on to do a double master's program at Eastman School of Music in collaborative and solo piano. He then did the doctorate program of piano performance at Juilliard. And he's now a professor at Frostburg State University in Maryland. So he's no slouch at all.
I understand that for his performance, the piano will feature a unique tuning system. Can you say more about that? I don't understand what that means. I know what it means to tune a piano for it to be out of tune. I didn't realize there's different ways to tune a piano.
Sure. Even I don't know everything about it, right? basically in the 20th century, we have sort of standard equal temperament. And what that prioritizes is to make every key, like C major, G major, D minor, all that, sound basically the same with the relations between notes. But before 20th century, you had what was called well-tempered systems. And it basically is just, prioritizes other intervals more, and it has very slight differences between each key. So in other words, if you played one piece in C major, it would sound a certain way. If you played the same piece, but you did it in A flat major, it would have a very slightly different character to it. All 24 keys still sound great, but it just provides a bit more variety of sound. It's something that some people might not notice. I don't think people are going to be like, wow, that's weird, or necessarily, but and actually, it turns out Joseph is going to be doing the tuning as well.
That was actually going to be my next question. Yeah.
It's been a bit of an adventure figuring out the tuning. Unfortunately, I had a tuner that was going to come from Anchorage. They contracted COVID in the past couple weeks. They seem totally fine. They've like stayed in touch and they're like recovering out of it, but they couldn't travel for it. So very, very fortunately, Joseph is a competent piano tuner who's familiar with this specific tuning system. So I'm so happy he's able to do that, because otherwise it would just be what it is.
So I understand that. Another interesting thing about this, sorry if you said it already, but the well-tempered system is from 1799, so quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you know anything about the program, the pieces that he'll be selecting, because they must correlate with the tuning system, right?
Kind of. It's actually, the time range of the program ranges, the pieces range from like 1720s to 1940. So technically, like, Prokofiev is not a composer you would have a historical tuning on typically, but it works. It doesn't make it inappropriate at all. I think Bach, the pieces from about 1720, would have used some type of well-tempered system as well. I don't think anyone knows precisely which tuning system. There's like dozens of them. It's a fascinating topic for tuning nerds. But, and also there's always like concern that like key signatures with a lot of sharps or flats don't work as well. But again, the Chopin Barcarolle that he's going to perform is an F sharp major, and that is six sharps. And it works great. It doesn't suffer at all with the tuning system. So,
well, Joseph couldn't be here today. We wanted to interview him, but he was not available. So I was wondering if you might answer this question for him, which is, what would be the most important or interesting piece on the program, if you happen to know?
Ooh. I think the Prokofiev Sonata. It's the largest work on there. So Prokofiev was Soviet-era Russian composer, and he wrote it in 1940. And, you know, it's kind of in the Soviet time, you know, the composers often had to write all this music that was, like, very flattering to the state. I think during earlier the year he composed the sonata, he was commissioned to write this opera called Tears, and it was like all about celebrating Stalin. But then when you get to like solo piano music, it's more like personal, like you have more control over it. And it's less, it's not designed to be pleasing to an audience so much, but is more of just Prokofiev's personal feelings, I think.
What do you personally love about Joseph Yungen's style, his performances, any of his work?
I think there's a certain seeming effortlessness to his playing. Some pianists can seem too easy, like they're not fully engaged with what they're doing. They're like, "Ooh, wow, look at that," and stuff happens. But then other pianists can be like, feel like they're working way too hard, and you kind of get like stressed out for them. I think he like sits in the middle there, where you know he's listening, you know he's like doing his best, but it, yeah, I don't know, he just has a confidence that I think the audience appreciates.
Well, it's so exciting that he's coming to town, to Juneau. Is this his first time?
Yes. He mentioned that he was here in 2006, but I don't know what that was for. Maybe vacation or something.
Great. Well, I bet the audience is very excited to see his performance, to see the performance of a virtuoso, to hear something played on a well-tempered tuning system. So John Hayes, founder of the Juneau Piano Series, thanks for all you do to bring these fine performers to Juneau. And we'll actually have you back next week to give us a preview of your concert at Centennial Hall on August 1st. But in the meantime, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners, or can you tell us where we might find out more information about the series?
Not much more to say. You can always find the Juneau Piano Series Facebook page, which gives the basic info for upcoming events.
And tickets.
And tickets, yeah.
Great. Excellent. Well, thanks again so much for being with me here today. We're going to hear a little bit of the Prokofiev piece now, and I will talk to you again next Wednesday.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Ahead on Juneau Afternoon, some of you may remember Tekla Waterfield as a kid on the stage of the Juneau Folk Festival. Fast forward to 2021, she's still performing and recording, and she joins us next to share some of her latest work.